Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We've talked a lot on this program about how the world that we live in today is really just the empire of lies. The self-appointed ruling elites have lied for decades, maybe even centuries, about virtually everything. In more recent times, some of those lies that we were told were some of the biggest lies you could ever wrap your head around. We've been lied to about the assassination of a sitting president, JFK, the circumstances surrounding the death of Princess Di, the causes of wars in Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan, weapons of mass destruction, supposed Islamic terrorists responsible for 9/11, the Obama red line in Syria, the Benghazi embassy, the ruthless boogeyman Vladimir Putin just waking up one day deciding to go and conquer Ukraine, totally unprovoked. He's a war criminal, they tell us. Well, meanwhile, Ukrainian Azov battalion, literal Nazis, shoot innocents trying to flee, recruit non-military fighters, and literally eat opposition soldiers. We've been lied to about the actual events of these wars, the ghost of Kyiv, the bombing of maternity wards. And now we're learning in the last couple of days about child organ harvesting that Russian troops just discovered taking place in Ukraine. Lies about COVID-19, its origins, the bioweapon injection being a safe and effective vaccine. We've exposed the lies about the medical industrial complex, deadly hospital protocols and treatments, when the truth is these for-profit hospitals and clinics have been killing for cash, murdering for money for decades, using poisonous drugs and damaging serums, venoms, and injections that cause the breakdown of immune systems, kickstart inflammation, lead innocent Americans to an early grave, all for the almighty dollar in the quest for power, control, and status. This is all true. The criminal fake news media tells us lies about a sitting president, Donald Trump, colluding with Russia, a violent insurrection. Oh, and a supposed pee tape. And anyone that points out or broadcasts or publishes the truth about any of these things is a far-right shock jock or a white supremacist, an extremist Christian nationalist, or a conspiracy theorist, of course. The enemy pays billions of dollars to major broadcasts and cable news networks to brainwash and propagandize and program and repeat and gaslight the viewing audience consisting of hundreds of millions of clueless victims, in many cases leading them directly to their death. We aren't conspiracy theorists. No, not at all. And telling big lies isn't new. The Jewish Virtual Library points this out. Quote, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and/or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. This is why slaveholders refused to allow their slaves the ability to learn to read or write. The Jewish Virtual Library continues, quote, the broad masses of a nation are always more easily corrupted in the deeper strata of their emotional nature than consciously or voluntarily. And thus, in the primitive simplicity of their minds, they more readily fall victims to the big lie than the small lie. Since they themselves often tell small lies in little matters, but would be ashamed to resort to large-scale falsehoods. It would never come into their heads to fabricate colossal untruths, and they would not believe that others could have the impudence to distort the truth so infamously. Even though the facts, which prove this to be so, may be brought clearly to their minds, they will still doubt and waver and will continue to think that there may be some other explanation. Unquote. Let me ask you, which one of those words that I just read from the Jewish Virtual Library are not true? All of this sounds objectively true. Who among us that's being completely objective and bare naked honest could disagree with any of those words? For the last 2 years, both fake political sides of the aisle have been fighting to own the definition of the term the big lie in an effort to control the narrative and conceal from the public what the big lie actually is. And the big lie is this. We have a corporate government crime syndicate, public and private sectors colluding with one another and the media in an effort to lock the entire population of the planet into virtual, digital, and real-life prisons. What we've just described here is fascism.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar of 360 Win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, joining us to cover the waterfront in the next hour is the great Roger Stone. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And Roger, I want to cover the weapons platform balloon, Trump DeSantis, bank bail-ins, all the vaccine news coming out, this Grammy satanic event they had last night, all of it with the great Roger Stone. But Roger, what's front and center for you right now?
Well, I'm still in shock about the American response to this Chinese surveillance balloon. I mean, it seems to me that we've learned nothing about the lessons of history, that weakness is what promotes aggression and war. Now suddenly the Biden administration says, without any evidence or proof whatsoever, that a Chinese surveillance balloon entered American airspace twice, or maybe three times, during the Trump presidency. Even Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, who was fired by Trump, who's most definitely not a Trump fan or supporter, denies that he ever had any knowledge or was ever informed by anyone in the military that was the case. And of course, the Biden administration offers no proof. It's just a talking point.
They're clearly trying to get rid of Biden right now.
What? I think that's I have said this on your show and on my own show, the Stone Zone, I really think that those who really are running the country, the global elites who are running the country, with whom former President Barack Obama has a disproportionate amount of influence, have decided that Joe Biden is dispensable, that between the coming investigations into the corruption by his son, his brother, and himself, record gas prices, record food shortages, a record inflation, and a disastrously weak foreign policy, that he is just too heavy a burden to carry into the next election. This is only a question of how he leaves. Now, when you add to it his, shall we say, uneven performances in public, I don't think that they think that he can get through another presidential campaign.
Who is his replacement?
Well, the question is, who is his immediate replacement and who is his ultimate replacement? I think most people who've watched the show understand that if he resigned, let's just say hypothetically he elected to resign tomorrow, maybe after pardoning himself and his son and his brother, then Kamala Harris, the vice president, would automatically be president of the United States. By the way, there is no swearing in. That famous picture of LBJ on Air Force One being sworn in, all theatrics, completely legally unnecessary, a way for LBJ to twist the knife in Bobby Kennedy, and also by having the widow Kennedy standing next to him get the imprimatur of the Kennedy dynasty on his presidency. But she would immediately become president upon Joe Biden's resignation. The other possibility, because Joe is a very, very stubborn guy, as is his wife, if he refused to resign, but really could no longer fulfill the functions or responsibilities of the office, well, then he could be removed under the 25th Amendment. That requires a majority of the cabinet plus the sitting vice president. Well, her self-interest would be extraordinarily clear, and I would argue that Barack Obama could line up a majority of the cabinet in an afternoon round of phone calls. So I still think that if things get bad enough and they're heading that direction, that may well happen.
What do you think is really going on with Kamala Harris? Because she was dumb in the campaign, but now I don't just watch clips of her. I watch her speeches, and she looks like she's on three or four Xanax and half a bottle of vodka. I mean, she doesn't know what planet she's on. Would the establishment actually allow her in that position, or is she such a puppet they think they can control her?
I think that they really have no choice. They positioned her here, and therefore she would rise to the presidency. But that doesn't mean that she either would be a candidate for re-election. Within the dynamics of the Democratic Party, the only way you could replace a woman of color is with another woman of color, which is why I have said on the show multiple times that I thought Michelle Obama would not only be a formidable candidate for president, but ultimately will be their candidate.
So you think they're really going to bring forward Big Mike?
I think that she would be their strongest candidate. She's not out doing all these book signings and these voter registration tours for her health. She certainly doesn't need money. Collectively, I think the Democratic Party leaders know that she's an infinitely stronger candidate than Vice President Kamala Harris. Then I think they probably go to Gavin Newsom for vice president, but that's only because Pete Buttigieg has essentially failed his audition for that position.
For those that haven't been paying attention, I know most listeners have, the Koch brothers are coming out for DeSantis against Trump. I like DeSantis on many fronts, but his campaign fundraising is from elites. He does have the Koch brothers backing him. That makes me really have a concern about DeSantis.
Well, the Koch brothers were opposed to Donald Trump in 2016. They weren't for him in 2020. So the idea fostered by some of the media that this is a desertion of Trump. First of all, there's only one Koch brother. The other Koch brother has passed away. But they've spent hundreds of millions of dollars on politics, yet they haven't been terribly successful. They're strong supporters, as you know, of open borders because they need cheap labor for their particular industries. So they are the quintessential globalists. It's amazing today. There's a New York Post editorial in which President Donald Trump begins to distance himself from Operation Warp Speed, and he gets criticized for that. So he can't have it both ways.
That's where I was going next. He's been criticizing DeSantis for supporting the shots, but DeSantis got out in front of that. I think Trump's finally figuring out what a loser these shots are.
Well, the truth of the matter is that we had some of the most draconian lockdowns in the country here in Florida for over 2 years. Governor DeSantis, like President Trump, was a full-throated advocate for the safety and the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccination. And he really cannot rewrite that history. He made a claim that he had banned masks at a time that 3.6 million Florida school children were still actually...
But in fairness, he did get off the mRNA injection bandwagon earlier than Trump.
Slightly earlier, but neither one of them has been for mandatory injection, mandatory vaccination. And I think that that's an important point.
So, I've seen ads on Fox News basically already running, saying, should DeSantis run? Those are campaign ads. to get emails. I mean, DeSantis is running.
He is running, and therefore we have to see if he is held to his many campaign promises before this most recent election. One example that I have written about is the critical race theory curriculum back in the Florida public schools. Prior to the election, the governor said that he would ban that. Yet I can tell you here in Broward County, the largest county in the state, the sixth largest school district in the United States, they have just adopted an ADL-approved school curriculum that is some of the most virulent anti-white hate speech I have ever seen. It's my understanding that this is being done in 13 other counties. So it's a perfect example where the governor has to follow through. To his credit, I saw over the weekend that the state was revoking a liquor license for a venue that had a drag queen show that admitted children. Now, I'm in favor of consenting adults doing whatever they want that's legal, but I'm not in favor of children, either is the governor.
I agree. Stay there. Roger Stone.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
About this, it's good to have Trump and DeSantis showing who was the most anti-shot. It's good to have Trump coming out in news articles criticizing it now. Because even Bloomberg is out yesterday saying, okay, Pfizer admits the shot's causing strokes and other problems. So the sooner Trump gets away from this, the better. I like Trump coming out against China. I like Trump coming out against World War III. I mean, I know the establishment is going against Trump. So that's a big feather in his cap. But Roger, come on. The only place I could go 6 months into the lockdown was Florida. I know at first DeSantis clamped down, but California was the worst. New York was the worst. To say the worst in the country. And I know Trump early on only wanted 2 weeks, and he wanted to open things up. And I mean, I get all that. But, I mean, really, you're not really saying DeSantis had the most draconian lockdowns in the country, are you?
Pretty close. Of course, I do live here. But, Alex, let's not pretend that COVID-19 is the only issue. Actually, I think there's a great piece on this at Politico today. I wrote a piece about it 2 days ago. I think Donald Trump is the peace candidate. I think that he is the only candidate who doesn't want to spend more money, want to shoot.
No, I agree. When he keeps coming out against World War III, when DeSantis has been on the fence about or even supporting it, that made me go back to Trump instead of DeSantis. I'm all about not having nuclear war, so that's a good thing about Trump.
Well, it won't matter if we have a COVID-19 vaccination if we're all incinerated in a world war, will it? I mean, the point here is Trump ran in 2016 as the anti-interventionist candidate. I really do believe if he were president today, we wouldn't have this conflict. This is really about pushing Ukraine to put American-funded offensive missiles on the ground in Ukraine, pointed at Russia, not to mention bioweapons labs that, yes, do exist. This is not about Vladimir Putin seeking to occupy Ukraine, which financially I don't even think he can do. Now, Putin is not a good guy. We're not saying that. But to say that this is about democracy, really? I mean, Zelensky has outlawed all the political parties but his, has arrested all the candidates who ran against him in the last election, shut down newspapers, shut down television stations, shut down radio stations, arrested journalists.
Shut down the oldest Christian church in the world.
I was just about to get there. So this is not, most definitely, not about democracy. As a congressman, of course, Congressman Ron DeSantis co-signed a letter supporting the illegal coup against democracy that was pulled off by the Obama administration. And as a governor, he hasn't had to tell us where does he stand in terms of spending more money in Ukraine. Look, Eisenhower was elected by saying he would end the war in Korea. Nixon was elected by saying he would end the war in Vietnam. Ultimately, I think Trump will be elected by saying he will end the war in Ukraine. And he is the guy who cut off the Russian pipeline. He is the guy who sold offensive weapons to the Ukrainians that the Obama administration would not sell. The idea that he is pro-Russian, I think we've seen this movie. It's a joke.
It's total crap. And in fact, let's talk about that. The Russiagate hoax, now we have major, even liberal major publications coming out, major Democrat think tanks admitting Russiagate was a hoax. They dropped the fake lawsuit against you on January 6th. Where has that whole fraud gone, and what is the Democrat deep state going to do next to try to label their opposition terrorists.
Stunning three-piece set in the Columbia Journalism Review by Jeff Girth, who is one of the most respected and toughest investigative reporters in American history. Certainly no conservative, certainly no Trump supporter. I finished it last night. It is devastating. It proves that those in the CIA and the FBI knew that the Steele dossier was a fraud, and that they did principally use it to justify the Mueller investigation and the illegal FISA warrants on Trump supporters. Where Mr. Girth did not go, and I think he should have, is he just accepts at straight value the continued claim that Russian intelligence hacked the Democratic National Committee, that they were the target of an online hack. In my trial, the FBI was forced to admit they never investigated the DNC servers. They never inspected them.
Sure. So where do they go next now that that fraud fell apart? I mean, they're in deep trouble politically. What are they going to pull next?
That's an excellent question, but I don't have an answer for you. I mean, a lot will depend on how courageous and how organized these House Republicans are. They have a unique opportunity to further expose the four years of censorship and cancellation between them and Elon Musk. The dam is now broken, and when the American people are learning all kinds of things.
I totally agree. I totally agree. And so Republicans need to take control of the narrative with an impeachment of Joe Biden. Shouldn't that happen?
I thought from the beginning that should happen. It continues to disappoint me that Speaker McCarthy seems to oppose it. But, you know, that's today. Let's see what the Hunter Biden investigation now proves. What they are doing now, Alex, is very interesting. We've seen this before. In order to distract attention from the actual content of Hunter Biden's laptop, the actual details regarding corruption, treason, debauchery, and so on, they're attempting to create a controversy about how this information became public. And it became public in a perfectly legal way. John Paul McIsaac, the computer repair technician.
Sure, the crackhead's carelessness did this.
But that's not what you would believe based on the letter written by his lawyer, Abby Lowell, to the Attorney General of Delaware, to the U.S. Attorney of Delaware, to the Assistant Attorney General. So this is an effort to try to shift the focus. We've heard this before. Don't focus on Hillary's emails and the epic evidence of corruption there. Focus on these big bad Russians who hacked the DNC, which, of course, never actually happened. There is no proof or evidence of that. And it's the same playbook. I don't think it will work, but that is the new tactic to try to short-circuit this investigation of Hunter Biden.
How bad did Biden's dithering on this giant Chinese spy balloon hurt him?
I think very badly. I mean, I have not seen any new polling, but I think most Americans understand that the statements putting out saying, well, it's not doing any harm, so we're not going to shoot it down. How do we know what it's doing? I mean, what's really surprising is it seems to me, and I'm not an expert, but experts I have talked to say that the Chinese have far, far more sophisticated technology. So you almost wonder whether this was a willful provocation or an act of propaganda, or whether they really think that they could use a balloon to deliver some kind of nuclear device.
Well, that's what they brag about as EMP. Let's come back and talk about the censorship battle in Elon Musk with the great Roger Stone straight ahead. We'll be right back.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next prize.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Front lines of the information war. Here's Alex Jones.
All right, I'd say to Roger Stone, give us the 35,000 foot view of us. If you have this surveillance balloon above us, give us the 80,000 foot view. How would you describe not just America, but world political systems right now? I would describe it as very dangerous turmoil, escalation in World War III. That's what most mainline analysts are even saying. Why would Western elites position us in such a dangerous climate? How would you describe the world right now?
It's a tinderbox. President Biden himself said weeks ago that he couldn't give a particular type of tank to the Ukrainians, that it would mean World War III. He's now sending them those tanks. He's now sending them Patriot missiles, which is a huge boondoggle for Raytheon. They have a long and history of unreliability, but they're very, very, very expensive. So I think we are flirting with World War III. This is why I come back to my argument before, which is Trump's greatest opportunity here is to emerge as the peace candidate. He is the one candidate given his track record of getting a piece that nobody said he could do in the Middle East, given his track record of getting this lunatic in North Korea to step down from his nuclear weapons development program, given his track record, as I said earlier, shutting down the Russian pipeline, selling or giving offensive weapons to Ukraine. Tough to say he's a Russian stooge under those circumstances, wouldn't you say?
Let me expand on that, because I totally agree with you that DeSantis is being pro-war, and that's a big problem. And when Trump says he could end this in a couple hours, I know what Trump would do. With U.S. power as a president, he would have the power to cut off funding if Zelensky didn't make a deal to not join NATO and to give Russians some of those areas that are basically 99% Russian just on the border. This would all end. Putin would save face, and the world would not be in this much danger. I think that's probably what Trump would do, correct?
Well, we'd be guessing. I mean, Trump would be a fool to blurt out to the entire country his plan, because then his plan would not be workable. Then the folks in the Biden State Department would start working against such a plan. But I think you've got a pretty good guess there. I mean, he hasn't divulged to me what his plan is, but he understands that you don't end the war by giving them more money. You end the war by cutting the money off. He's got to allow Putin.
Well, yeah, let's make no mistake. The U.S. is run by globalists, but it's in charge of the world pretty much. So if he was president, obviously this would never have happened, because Putin would have been scared of Trump and wouldn't have done it.
Well, and we still got to keep an eye on the Chinese in Taiwan. I mean, they see our weakness on the balloon. They see our weakness in Afghanistan. They see our weakness in Eastern Europe. These things are provocative. They would never move on Taiwan if Donald Trump were president. Not a chance. So his best chance is to run as the peace candidate.
Well, let's talk about that, because all the polls show he'd win by huge percentage points right now, despite election fraud. It's just a tsunami they can't defeat. They're in full panic mode. I saw ABC News Sunday panicking. I mean, it looks like he'll be the nominee. He'll probably win. What are they going to do to stop that, A and B, if he gets in? I think it will be a more awake, galvanized Trump this time going after the deep state. That's why they're so scared.
Absolutely. I think the Trump you see running is going to be more like the 2015-2016 Trump that you met, Alex, rather than the incumbent, you know, with the trappings of the Republican establishment around him. And therefore, I think he's a lot freer to run a guerrilla-style campaign. Many people are not paying attention to these terrific issue videos that he's been putting out on Truth Social. And I really wish he would go to Twitter, where he now has the right to go, where he could reach millions of
more
people.
Absolutely. That's such an amateur move. I'm not trying to be mean to Trump, but use his hundreds of millions of followers on Twitter to push the Truth Social. That's cutting your nose off to spite your face to say, oh, they kicked me off, so now I won't use it when he had this victory. It's the pig-headed stuff he does that pisses me off.
Well, let's see what he does tomorrow. I mean, he can go back at any time. But if you saw the best of these last week, he was saying that as president, he would end the Chinese ability to own any ranch land, farmland, harbor, airport, bridge, tunnel, roadway.
Yeah, they should know. No foreign government should own critical infrastructure.
Well, but the point, of course, is that any Chinese national who owns land in this country, that is the government. There's no private property rights in China. So,
yeah, because they threaten to kill your family if you don't do what they say.
You can't just say, well, he's a Chinese citizen, he's not the Chinese government. Everything belongs to the Chinese government. Canada, by the way, won't let foreign nationals own any real estate whatsoever in Canada. And that's hardly a right-wing government, to say the least. So I think that Trump has demonstrated, again, he will be tougher on the Chinese than he even was in his first term, where he forced them to pay billions and billions of dollars and to open up some of their markets to our products.
All right, let's shift gears into censorship. You mentioned it. Look, I don't trust Musk as far as I can throw him, but more and more, he's doing bold stuff. He reinstated you. He reinstated so many others. He hasn't done it to me because I'm so demonized. I get that. But what do you think of Musk?
I'm very grateful to him, first of all, because all I did was fill out a form and send it in. I never dreamed that my voice would be restored. Since being hunted and hounded for 3.5 years in the Russian collusion hoax and being unable to defend yourself because you have no platform to do so, well, one of the rare exceptions is this one right here, InfoWars, where you've always let me have a voice to defend myself. It is refreshing to be back on Twitter. Now, it drives leftists crazy. The amount of invective and hatred that I get in the comments, you know, is the kind of stuff that in the old days, if I did, I would be banned for. These people, of course, will not be banned. But frankly, I'm in a different place now. I just block them and move on. I don't argue with anybody. You know, I'm a different person than I was. I'm not nearly as combative, and I'm much more focused on pleasing God. I'm much more focused on being a good Christian. I'm much more focused on doing what is necessary to save this nation. And I try to avoid petty fights with lunatics.
By the way, I know you well. You were never a bad guy, but you were pretty worldly. You loved to get in a fight. You really got born again in the crucible of the fiery furnace. And then you saw God as soon as you received Jesus Christ. Your fate totally turned.
That is absolutely correct. And I understand that there is only one way. It is His way. He is the controller of all. He is the King of Kings. And when you say the Lord's Prayer, listen to the words you're saying, because they're vitally important. Vitally important. No, I'm not perfect. I'm a broken individual. I'm certainly a sinner, and I'm very less than perfect. But the Lord often calls on broken vessels, has often called on people who were not perfect to work His will.
In fact, God, exception in Jesus, was perfect. God usually calls on the broken vessel. Why do you think that is? Because I guess we've been on both sides. We know more.
Well, maybe because He believes it's because you have been tested. Maybe that's what it's about. But, you know, I've started going to Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church. Great church. Founded by Dr. James Kennedy, dedicated by the great Billy Graham.
Oh, man, James Kennedy, amazing.
Just it's an amazing church. You really feel like you're at home. Our pastor, Rob Pacenzia, is one of the most incredible orators I've ever met. And I've seen some great speakers in my day, but he's amazing, just amazing.
So is the Holy Ghost the highest you've ever been, Roger?
I'm not sure what you mean by
that. Well, you're not a drug guy. You drink a few martinis. But I'm saying, is the high of Jesus not incredible?
Once you really completely understand it, I mean, the point, of course, is that you have to surrender all fear to faith. It's not an easy thing to do. The two hardest things about being a Christian is, one, is downloading all fear and putting total faith in Him. And then secondarily, since I'm, you know, half Sicilian, in the old days, Roger Stone would want revenge on anybody who tried to destroy me and my family. But Hebrews 10:30-31 tells us, vengeance is reserved for the Lord, and therefore the bad guys will get theirs, but not from me. God will make those judgments.
That's right. Stay there.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Great Gerald Celente takes over in the fourth hour. Then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. Then I'll be back at 6 p.m. tonight with AlexJonesLive.com. It'll be simulcast at Infowars.com. 6 p.m. Central, big guest, breaking news, analysis, commercial free. Look for AlexJonesLive.com tonight, 6 p.m. Central. And please join us and tell your friends, family, neighbors, perfect strangers about it. Now, Roger, you know me. I don't like to cover January 6th because I knew it was a fraud to begin with, and we tried to stop what happened. We were set up. Same thing with Russiagate. But now it's all come out. They've dropped their fake lawsuit against you. The Democratic Party has. But they're still persecuting Joe Biggs and falsely convicting people, from the Oath Keepers like Stuart Rhodes. And they admit it's a precedent to put any of us they want in prison any time they want by calling us domestic terrorists. So what's your view on that?
I'm gratified that the Lord answered my prayers, and a federal judge last week dismissed all the charges in a civil lawsuit filed ostensibly by 8 Capitol Hill police officers against President Trump and I and others, but really financed and pushed forward by some George Soros front group. As you know, Alex, I was not on the ellipse, didn't march to the Capitol, wasn't at the Capitol, and know nothing about this. And any claim that I knew in advance about, participated in, or condone any illegal action is false. The same is true of you, because I know that. And therefore, I was looking at tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees in a complicated civil trial, in which there is no evidence against me because I'm completely uninvolved. At the same time, I am praying for those men and women who appear to me to being denied due process, who appear to me to being held in inhumane conditions. I don't condone any illegal action, but I think the punishment has to fit the crime. And I think that everyone's entitled to a speedy trial and due process. My biggest concern is that everybody who is charged with a crime needs to have competent, legal representation that has their best interests and the client's best interests at heart. Many of these men and women are representing themselves, or they are stuck with a public defender who just wants them to sign a confession and blame Donald Trump. So it's a national scandal, and it is a disgrace. I'm praying for each and every one of them.
I tell you, to see what they've done to people that were nonviolent and to see them change the precedent for all of us, this is a really, really, really dangerous group. But it's good to see the Republicans not giving Swalwell and Schiff committee chairmanships. I'm hopefully optimistic with some of the first moves I see out of McCarthy. I think McCarthy is more like a weather vane, and which way he sees the wind blow, he'll go. And so he sees all this populist pressure, and so it looks like he's starting to do some of the right things. What do you say?
In the final analysis, I think, sadly, the result we got out of the election was the best possible result. I said,
by the way, you predicted it 6 months before. You said, even better than a big majority is a tiny one, because that tiny majority of patriots voted to control the Congress.
And I think that is true. So right now, Matt Gaetz and Andy Biggs and Jim Jordan and Elise Stefanik and a handful of other patriots have disproportionate influence within the caucus. Had we won by 25 or 35 seats, we'd still have Nancy Pelosi's rules. We have King McCarthy, and none of these things would be possible. I think Matt Gaetz deserves enormous credit for playing his hand out the way he did, by taking a principled stand. And in the end, he got all of the rule changes that allow the Republican majority to be extraordinarily effective.
So he basically neutered McCarthy.
At any one moment, if any five members were unhappy with McCarthy's leadership, any one of them can make a privileged motion to vacate the chair, and we'd have to have a vote in which...
Now listen, I know you don't like to take credit behind the scenes, but I know you advised Gaetz. Hell, you're the guy that got him on the show one time. Were you advising Gaetz on this direction?
I have not talked to Matt Gaetz in several years, so I cannot take credit for any of this. But I think he did a great job, and I think he's handled himself extraordinarily well in a high-pressure situation. We got the best possible result. McCarthy either has to deliver for the caucus or he'll be replaced. And that is the truth. So I'll tell you a good starting place, Alex. We need to see the 14,000 hours of videotape of everything happened around January 6th.
And Gaetz just said he's going to release that, or trying to.
He's demanding it, and it needs to happen. And we need to have that. That commitment needs to be held, needs to be kept.
Okay, so they had Russiagate, they had Ukrainegate, two impeachments. They had January 6th. What is their net? They're pushing race war. What's the deep state going to pull now? I asked you that earlier, but really, put your thinking cap on. You're a smart guy. I want your opinion. What are they going to do? They're not going to give up.
Well, I thought that perhaps we'd have another pandemic, but the problem is their last pandemic has so undermine the credibility of these public health organizations that I think they'd have a hard time pulling that off. I think that they are hell-bent on war and a war footing, and the idea that in a war we have to rally behind the commander-in-chief and the majority party. That's my greatest fear at this point.
I agree. It's 100% war card right now.
And that is enough to keep you up at night. I mean, we are. Can anybody even tell how many hundred billion we have sent and where it's going?
I think it's close to 200 billion right now.
And I think you pointed out some of this extraordinarily sophisticated military equipment doesn't require soldiers to man it. It's completely, you know, autonomous and deadly. So it's very hard to understand when Senator Rand Paul sponsors an amendment to require an inspector general to keep track of where the cash is going. Why would any senator vote against that? Why would any senator not want to know that the money's getting to the battlefield, it's getting to the war? Very valiant on Rand Paul's part, but I think that he had a handful of senators who supported him. Disgraceful.
We've only got a minute left. What's your prediction or gut level on all the Pfizer and Moderna news that's causing heart attacks and cancer and blood clots in the brain, strokes? I mean, it's all over the news now. That's got to scare the establishment if this blew up in their face.
Well, it's still surprising how many people don't know about it, Alex. I mean, you and I know about it because we watch alternative media. You've reported on it. We've read authoritative studies from around the world. But there are still people who believe the vaccination is both safe and effective. It's funny, when you're on Twitter, you get an enormous amount of good information about authoritative studies and authoritative doctors and so on. In between these government paid ads telling you to get the jab, it's really something.
Paradoxical. All right, Roger Stone, 5 p.m. What's Central? Frank speech.
5 p.m. Eastern. StoneZone.live. 5 p.m. Eastern at StoneZone.live. Thank you very much, Alex. Great to be with you.
Thank you, Roger Stone. And I'll be back tonight on the InfoWars feed, 6 p.m. Central, with AlexJonesLive.com. And we're propagating the site. It's going to be really beefed up. A lot of stuff added, but the live feed will be there tonight. Please share that. The URL is not getting blocked right now, so it's AlexJonesLive.com. We're going to have some special guests, a lot of breaking news. And it's commercial-free. And by commercial-free, I mean, I'll hear a couple promos, maybe an ad at the end, but I mean, there's no planned format. Other than news and deep analysis, and I'm not getting interrupted every 10 minutes by a break. I'm not complaining about that. It's just AlexJonesLive.com. And then please don't forget, today is the last day. You should make the decision to get these game-changing supplements. You should see what they do for you and realize, wow, this info isn't just powerful. These products are powerful. This is the last day. I say the last day. I'm so busy. We don't even know what the sale's going to be tomorrow. And I've been so busy and booked so many interviews and so much stuff. I'm like a fat guy at a buffet, man. I order too many plates of work here. Tomorrow is the last day, probably. But we're ending the biggest sale of the year. It's as big as the Christmas sale. All the products are 50, 25% off. Ultimate Bone Broth is back in stock. It's so good for your bones, your joints, your stamina, your immune system. Not just with the concentrated bone broth from chicken broth. It's so good for your body. But also the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, the turmeric, and so much more. That's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. Bazo Beats is back. Ultimate Krill Oil, the highest grade of krill oil. What that does for your cardiovascular system, your brain, just everything. It's like a drug, quite frankly. I mean, it's just amazing. Take it before you go to sleep, folks. Just take my challenge. Get Ultimate Krill Oil. Get the Nitric Boost. Super high-quality product that Mikovits saw. Dr. Mikovits saw and said, well, this is like the best formula out there to boost nitric oxide in the blood, cleans your blood out, and goes after all the garbage that's there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and 1776 testosterone boost and WebMD are the new InfoWars Platinum line. Those are 40% off. That's going to end soon as well. Those are private labels of our number one bestsellers in the country that work really great and give you a powerful response. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com for 1776 testosterone boost and PainMD. We'll be back with Gerald Celente.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.